Now we begin verse 27. Girindrai karadu dharma dharmoshtha sama brinhita graharkshadashanu vani jivvo vasavanasikah. In this verse there are six names in all. The first one is Girindrai karadaha. The commentator here, he interprets this Girindrai karadaha as the one who is endowed with one tusk made of the Mount Meru. Eka sthulo bahirdanto Girindra kanaka chalaha Virad rupa jusho yasya Girindrai karado hisa. So this is his external tusk, external tooth, one tusk, and that one tusk consists of Mount Meru. The commentator refutes the suggestion made by some commentators to the effect that here Girindra refers to Himalaya. He doesn't support this translation or this interpretation of the term Girindra. And he says, Yattu Pracha Girindra Padam Himavat Paratvena Vyakhyatam Tat Sumeru Koota Dantaya Iti Ganeshastavaraja Viruddhatvat Anadeyam. There is a Ganeshastavaraja, the emperor of the hymns of Ganesha. It has a line, Sumeru Koota Dantaya. It says that Ganesha is endowed with the tusk of Sumeru, the peak of Sumeru. So this interpretation to the effect that Girindrai Karadaha, here the term Girindra stands for Himalaya, this goes against that statement in Ganeshastavaraja, where it says Ganesha is Sumeru Koota Dantaya. His tusk consists of the Sumeru, Mount Sumeru. Meru Prishtha Iti Namna Paunaruktyam Tu Agnyarka Somadrik Somarka Ghanta Iti Vat Nadoshavaham. One might raise the question that there is Meru Prishtha somewhere stated. So how can Girindrai Karadaha and Meru Prishtha both will go together in the Sahasranama? Commentator justifies this, that as it is Agnyarka Somadrik in verse 26 and Somarka Ghantaha, that also is in the body of the Sahasranama. So there are several repetitions acceptable. There is no problem about that. And this point has already been explained by this commentator as well as by Nilakantha in his commentary on Mahabharata. He has dealt with this problem of repetition, semantic repetitions or verbal repetitions of the various kinds, and they have come to the conclusion that they all have the implied merits in the sounds, and the sometimes repetition of sounds, they have some other merits, and they all have implied merits, and so there should be no objection to have repetitions of the same name or the names having the same meanings in the Sahasranamans. The next name is Dharma Dharmoshtha. Papa Punne Yadoshthausa Dharma Dharmoshtha Uchyate Dharmottaroshtho Durita Dharoshtha Iti Chasmritehe. So his two lips, one the upper lip and the other lower lip. The upper lip represents dharma, the lower lip represents adharma. So endowed with both lips consisting of dharma and adharma respectively. That's what this dharma dharmoshtha stands for. The next name is Sama Bringhitaha. Yad Bringhitang Sama Veda Saprokta Sama Bringhitaha Stotratmakaihi Samabhihi Toshitaiti Pracham Artha Virat Purusha Rupa Varnana Prakarana Nanugunatvat Rupaka Samasa Praya Patha Swarasya Virodhat Gaja Garjita Vachaka Brihita Pada Sakyartha Tyagacha Nopadeyaha. Here, this Sama Bringhitaha is interpreted by our commentator, is that one who has expanded the Sama Veda, one who has elaborated the various notes, various musical aspects of Sama Veda. That is why he is called Sama Bringhitaha. Some people have tried to interpret Sama Bringhitaha as one who has been propitiated with the mantras of Sama Veda. That does not fit in the context because Gaja Garjita Vachak Brihita Padasakyartha Tyagacha. Because here Bringhita is also Bringhita by implication. It says the sound of an elephant which is loud and which has got some musical aspect. And also Ganesha is Virat Purush. He has been stated as consisting of or having the tusk of Mount Meru, having the body of the mountains. So all this goes against this because just if you say that he is propitiated by Samaveda, this does not explain fully the magnanimity or the voluminousness even of his physique, his virat form. That's why this is not acceptable to our learned commentator. So this means that one who has elaborated the musical tones or notes of Samaveda with his own sound, his voluminous sound, that Sama Bringhitaha, that Samaveda had been expanded, have been elaborated, have been made what they are as the original source of the science of music. So it is his contribution that Samaveda is full of so many musical notes, and it is considered to be the source book of all musicology or music. So that is why that name Sama Bringhitaha stands for his grace or his contribution or his creation of the various musical notes of Samaveda. They are all his creations. Not that he is propitiated by the stotras of Sama, as it was explained earlier. The next name is Graharkshadashanaha. Graharkshadashano Vani Jivvo Vasavanasikaha. And that he explains Suryadayo Grahayasya Krittikadyasya Tarakaha Mukhamtasthaha Sukshmadantaha Graharkshadashano Hisaha. All the planets like Surya, the sun, and all the constellations like Krittikas, they are in his mouth, and they constitute his inner teeth, sukshma dantaha. That is why he is named graharksha dashanaha. And next is vani jivvaha. Purananyaya mimamsa tharvarig yajushadikaha vaktati rasanayasya savani jivva uchyate. His name is vani jivva because his tongue has all these sciences always present on it. All the Puranas, the science of logic, Mimamsa, philosophy, Atharva, Veda, Rig Veda, Yajurveda, etc. All that, all these Srutis or Smritis constitute his tongue. So he is called Vani Jivvaha. And then Vasavanasikaha Nasa Yasya Sunasiraha Soyang Vasavanasikaha. One who has Indra as his nose is Vasavanasikaha. Vasava is the name of Indra, and Nasika is the nose. Sunasiraha is also, it is a synonym of Indra. So, Nasa Yasya Sunasiraha Soyang Vasava Nasikaha. So, Indra constitutes his nose. That's what our commentator explains. He smells through the nose of Indra. That's what it is. So, thus ends verse 27.